Mobile farm stands are making fresh fruit and veggies accessible all over the Palouse this fall. NWPB's Phineas Pope reports as part of a continuing series highlighting nonprofits in the Northwest.
Farmers markets, you know, where you go for flowers, fresh produce, and maybe some local honey.
I've got some carrots and tomatoes, and I'm going to grab some blueberries. And I'm debating on the broccoli.
Except this is not an ordinary farmer's market. It's a mobile farm stand. If you were walking by, you'd see three portable tables with plastic crates filled with fruits and veggies. Coordinator Dina Bayumi explains how it's different.
Customers pay a suggested donation price, and we have local produce grown from different farms around the Palouse.
That's because the mobile farm stand is part of the Community Action Center, a local food bank based in Pullman. The center is visiting towns all over the Palouse, ensuring people have access to fresh fruits and vegetables with a simple goal.
Spreading food out as far as it'll go to anybody that needs it.
That's Adi Rayfield. She works part-time at the food bank. In addition to picking up donations from grocery stores and farms, she also works at the booth. It's been to Endicott, Potlatch, and Rosalia. On this day, it's right outside the Pullman Regional Hospital. A lot of those towns I mentioned are known as food deserts, which are areas that lack access to grocery stores and nutritious foods.
Or if they have a grocery store, it's more akin to a convenience store where they don't sell fresh food or they only sell certain things like bananas and apples that they've gotten shipped in. It's certainly not always fresh.
Bayumi says the farm stand also supports the growers, not just those who consume the fresh food.
We purchase their food at market cost, and so we like to think of ourselves as an alternate way that they can sell their goods.
And there's a variety of people who stop by, too. At the hospital, it's a lot of ER workers taking blueberries, but Rayfield says they also see people from older, lower-income, and immigrant populations. Bayumi says the mobile farm stand has become a resource that people are relying on and something that people really appreciate.
Being able to access the same fresh food that they would be able to get at the Moscow Farmers Market, but not having to drive, you know, over an hour to get there.
And while it may not span as large as the Moscow Farmers Market, for example, the selection is still wide. Rayfield showed me what was available.
We have broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, baby tomatoes, slicer tomatoes, cucumbers, Viking potatoes, one yellow potato, carrots.
There were also blueberries, zucchinis, apples, and even Walla Walla onions. And a lot of those containers were well stocked. Rayfield says that's actually something the organization struggles with.
That's the main issue we're running into, is that there's just like not enough people to take the produce away from us.
Bayumi and Rayfield told me that business was slower than usual on this day, but there were several people stocking up on the goods. I talked to one person at the stand about her plans for what she picked up.
So I have carrots, two blueberries, a cauliflower, and two garlic.
What are you going to make?
I am not sure. I'm going to saute up the cauliflower. I actually have zucchini in for my garden and tomatoes, so I'll do something with that. Not quite sure.
Bayumi says she believes the mobile farm stand has brought people together. She hopes it will continue to increase food access throughout the Palouse. The stand will be in Malden later this month. You can find a full list of where the mobile farm stand will be next on the Community Action Center website. Reporting in Pullman, I'm Phineas Pope.